It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and let's take it to the most important thing in a relationship. What is that? Well, that's the first date, because that's where I feel like you either make it or you break it for your future. And when you break it, we're talking like a first date, one of the worst ones. 833-JOE-ALEX, what is like the worst possible thing for a first date?
So Kate Gosselin, I don't know if you remember who she is.
Kate plus eight?
Yes, she is the mom from Kate Plus 8 on TLC, and she has a new show called Kate Plus Date, where they are spotlighting her dating, because she's single.
So do you have any kids? I might.
Eight? Yeah. So she goes on this date with this guy in the first premiere episode, and they take her to a pizza shop, or actually, it's like a cooking class where they're making pizza.
Okay, yeah.
And the entire time, like, this activity of just a cooking class for a first date, she cannot relax. I mean, she's kind of a neurotic, stressed out person in general, if you know her personality at all from the other show. She is just not someone that would be good in that type of situation. So the whole time the producers are like, are you stressed out? Are you freaking out? She's like, yes, I have bucket loads of frustration, truckloads of frustration. Like, she is like, this is the worst possible activity that I could have done on a first date. Never, ever, ever again am I doing a cooking class, because it just gave her anxiety.
I can't believe that's the worst first date for her.
I know. I thought that the same thing. 833-JOE-ALEX. So I was wondering, like, what is the worst possible activity or thing that you have done on a first date that you were like, this was not good for a first date? It was awkward, or it was inappropriate, or it just wasn't good.
For me, like, being a fatty, I walked on like a 7 mile, it wasn't like an uphill hike, but just a trail with a girl. And Alex, you know, about a mile's my limit. I was gross. She was obviously way more in shape than me back in the day.
So, like, hardcore working out.
Yeah, but it was like, let's go for a hike. I'm like, okay, fine. Like, she's attractive. I'll do what she wants me to do. And I'm like, hey, look. And I'm like, oh, we're only a quarter mile in. Great.
Right.
So that was the one and done date there. We never went out again.
On that dating show that I was on, they had me do a first date activity of glamping. So they like set up.
That's fun.
Okay. Well, I thought it was going to be. It was not. They had us put a tent together, like put a tent up. They had us start a fire. Let me tell you, you've never felt the awkward pressure of just getting to know someone as like when you're in the middle of trying to start a fire to survive, starting to figure out how to put a tent together. I've never done any of that stuff. So I was super annoyed. I was frustrated, and just, it wasn't my jam. Like, doing outdoor activities, starting fires and stuff, no.
I mean, I get you don't like it, but to me, like, I don't think anything that's been said so far is really, like, the worst first date scenario. 833-JOE-ALEX. Like, ladies, a guy takes you out, and you're like, are you freaking kidding me? This is what we're doing for our first date? That's what we need to hear. That's what I want to hear. Live the web, girl. Like, a little behind the scenes past, I think you've told us back when you were like in college, you really didn't have a lot of dates, right? You just kind of hung out with guys more. Is that the case? So do you have any examples of like a bad date, like a first date, or did you never really have any?
Well, like in college, a lot of times guys will be like, oh, do you want to study together as like one of the first times like hanging out?
Let's hit the
books. Like go to the library. And one time I went with a guy and there were like a couple other people with us, but he was like so strung out on Adderall and would not stop talking the entire time. And I think study habits are like very important. And if your study habits do not align, like I ended up like getting like a B or a C on that exam because he would not shut up the entire time and was so distracting.
That would not be Liv's jam.
Wouldn't like a bad first date be somewhere too where you can't actually talk, like going to a movie, for example?
Yes.
I mean, who doesn't like movies? But dating, the first date, you got to get to know the person.
I agree.
See, me and my boyfriend talk all throughout movies to each other.
Ew, you're the worst.
God, I hate you
too. I know
too.
We are too, because like we'll giggle too. We're very annoying.
Ew.
But
I hate those couples.
One person asked me out on a date to go rock climbing.
Ew.
And I was like, bye.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that one.